Are you a healthy male from an Asian, African, Middle Eastern or Mediterranean country? You could be eligible to volunteer for a clinical study where you'll be reimbursed for your time. Call 1-800-243-733 or visit clinicalstudies.com.au.
Asiawide hits 24/7 via our free app at the App Store and also here on podcast. This is Jay John and I have the one and only Amanda in with me from Intrasia. How are you going?
Good. How are you?
Good to have you back in the studio.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're almost a regular now.
Yeah, I'm happy with it.
Superstar. And it's your birthday today.
Oh, thank you.
Happy birthday. Should I sing for you? No, I won't sing. But you know, the heart is there.
Yeah, I can't feel that.
Is it a special birthday? Is it a milestone?
Yeah, or I just suppose another day? So. Well, this might be my biggest birthday because it's the first birthday I ever have after I graduated.
No longer
a student.
Well, there you go. That is very exciting.
Yeah,
You'll have to have some drinks tonight to celebrate responsibly.
Yeah.
So you're here to remind us a little bit about an event coming up. Of course, Anna Menz, who is in concert in Melbourne next week.
Yeah.
So close now.
Yeah, I know.
Refresh our memory. So, so let's start with Intrasia again. So really quickly, who are Intrasia and what do you do?
So we are a PR firm specialized in promoting Australian business to Chinese speakers and help Australian business to develop the market. So we bring international artists to Australia like the Richard Clayderman we done in this June and help promoting Australian local events to Chinese audience like the La La Land we are currently doing.
Yes, very good. Anna Menz is a really big name in these circles, but for those that don't know about him, what is his story and where did he get started?
So Anna Menz is a German-born Chinese pianist who's famous for adapting Japanese animation music into piano version. And where he started, well, if we are talking about the actual nation in the planet, he was born and raised in Germany, so Germany, of course. But to be more specific, he was famous on internet. To be a little bit more specific, on YouTube.
He seems like a nice guy as well, isn't he? He's totally approachable.
Yeah, definitely. Well, he looks very nice and, well, he is nice.
He looks nice. And he is nice. We can confirm. At the end of his concert, do we say Dankeschön or do we say Xie Xie?
Oh, I think we can say...
Or just thanks. Thanks.
All of them should be fine. Well, he can speak three languages or four.
There you go.
Yeah.
What a guy. You're doing better than I can. I can promise. I can tell you that.
Yeah.
So his presence has grown quite a lot in recent years, hasn't it?
Yeah.
He's, performed in so many different places and sells out shows.
Yeah.
What are the chances he's going to sell out this show?
Well, for this Melbourne show specifically,
it's getting close, isn't it?
Yeah, well, because the date is approaching, so guys, just buy tickets.
Yeah, don't just sit on your hands and do nothing. You don't want to miss your chance.
Yeah,
for sure. What are some of the cities that he has performed in already?
So he was mostly performed in Asian countries, like most of the major city in China, like Beijing, Shanghai, Shenzhen, Guangzhou, and Chengdu.
Don't speak German there. Maybe sometimes.
Okay, sure. And some other Asian countries like Indonesia, well, I guess so. Mm. Malaysia, Singapore, definitely. And, well, I can't remember whether he had been to Japan, but, well, I'm pretty sure he would like to go.
Yeah. He just needs to be invited. For sure. And he grew up in Shanghai, right? I think. Or he spent a lot of time there anyway.
Well, actually, he was born and grew up in Germany.
All right.
But, well, because his ancestral home was Shanghai. Well, his father is a Shanghainese.
Okay.
So, he can speak Shanghai dialect as well.
Okay.
And, yeah,
because I was thinking he grew up in Shanghai and then moved to Germany. And then,
he was born and raised off there.
Okay, cool. And he seems to have amazing English skills as well, which must help him promoting outside of China.
Yeah.
Do you think that's because, I mean, I guess Shanghai and China and Germany much the same these days. Like everyone speaks German, everyone speaks English and their home language, right?
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
So, I was talking about German, but not the Shanghainese. But well, because I studied in Shanghai for 4 years for undergrad. So most of my classmates in Shanghai, back to that time, I guess their English was better than me.
Okay. So, why is that?
I have no idea. Maybe they got better, like, English education.
Okay, yeah. But where did you learn English then?
Well...
Hopefully not from Australian TV.
No. Well, again, from the textbook, of course.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But, well, because I was born in Sichuan, which is, like, not one of the metropolises in China.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Great for spicy food.
Yeah, the food. I'm so proud of it.
I'm getting hungry now.
Yeah, just have some Sichuan food.
I will do that.
Yeah. So, well, just where I was born, the English teaching was not as good as in Shanghai. Mm. So our English, well, in general, for students in my province was not as good as Shanghainese. So,
well, I'm sure regardless, when you were there, your English was better than my Chinese now or then or ever will be. I promise you that.
Thank you.
So, what do you like about him the most? What do you think is so amazing about him? What stands out?
Well, so for me personally, I just like he's passionate in music, and well, he could adapt his professional skill. Well, he could sort of combine his professional skill with his interest or hobbies. So, well, because I learned to play the piano when I was a girl, a little girl, for 8 years.
Okay, wow.
Or just shorter, but I gave up later because of...
Is that because you wanted to or because mum made you?
Well, for starters, yeah, my mum made me.
Well, maybe. I wish I had a dollar for every time someone came into Asian Pop Radio and said their mum made me do it.
That'll be fun.
Fault.
That'll be fun.
And as soon as you left home, you like threw the piano away.
Yeah, that's true. So for Adamant, I just like I appreciate his ability to do that, and he could do what I wish I could do. So
I think the good thing about his work is that you know, classical music can be seen as something old-fashioned, and young people don't necessarily like it or understand or have an appreciation for it.
Yeah.
You know, I know sometimes I'll go to like the symphony orchestra and I'll sit down and I'll watch all these amazing people doing live music, and you know, for a moment I'm like, that's pretty cool, that's amazing. But then after about 15 minutes,
I
know what I'm going to eat when I get home. Need more Sichuan food. But like. He's really managed to get classical music looking fun and exciting again for so many people that probably haven't even considered listening to it.
Definitely. And, well, because he's passionate in animations could also attract some... Well, because most of his work are animation music, so he could sort of attract those animation lovers to listen to this music, and more maybe, well, they could like sort of be the potential classical music lover.
Mm. It's really cool to... reinterpret music in that way.
Yeah, definitely.
There's so many different ways you can reinterpret music, but to be able to put on the classical spin on it, it's really amazing.
Yep.
What are the Intrasia team most looking forward to for his upcoming concert in Melbourne? Is everyone thinking, like, looking forward to different things or the same?
Well, we are actually looking for a very special arrangement, because we encourage our patrons to wear their favorite their favorite character's costume to the concert. So we think it must be very interesting to see the combination of that classical modernized building with the animation.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I was going to talk a little bit about the venue. It's a pretty amazing venue. I actually haven't been there myself yet, but it's been around for about 5 years now, isn't it? Melbourne Recital Centre.
Yeah.
This is probably a little bit of a different event that they perhaps won't usually get to have.
I'm pretty sure it should be.
Yeah, so to see such colour and people wearing costume and everything, it's going to be a very different vibe for the Melbourne Recital Centre.
Yeah, definitely. So, I studied arts and culture management when I was in Melbourne Uni. So I sort of did some research when I was studying. So they were, they were probably one of the leading theatre, recital centre theatre in Australia.
Yeah.
And they're internal design are amazing.
Yeah, totally amazing.
Yeah. You must see it.
And even the outside, it's quite an interesting design. It looks a bit kooky and outrageous. But correct me if I'm wrong, because you've probably done more research than I have in this interview.
Well, I should have.
But the outside, like the design is supposed to look like polystyrene, isn't it? Like packaging.
Yeah.
Amazing.
A little bit. Yeah.
It's like opening, it's like an unboxing every time you go to the recycle center. That's so cool. Well, so many reasons to get down there. Can you share more details of the concert itself? Are there any more surprises that you would like to announce? A little top secret.
I'm not supposed to let you know the repertoire.
I'll turn the microphones off. Here you go. Click. Microphones are off.
Well, I see it's not. So anyway.
Just ignore that red light.
So he will play a lot of songs for his audience. Well, the total length of the concert would be extremely long, way more than I expected.
Okay, wow.
Yeah, so...
drink too much water before you get in.
No.
There'll be a break, I'm sure.
Yeah, well, definitely. There will be a 20-minute break. Mm. And so the first part and the second part would both be 70 minutes.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Gee, you're getting good value, aren't you?
Yeah. And according to his previous performance, he would have some communication with his audience, which he loves to. So that's why we encourage our patrons to wear, to cosplay, to dress up, to go to the concert, because I'm pretty sure he will be happy to see those audiences.
So good. Good idea. When we were talking at Animega about a week or so ago, it sounded like you were getting really close to selling out your tickets then.
Yeah.
So people have to rush, don't they?
Yeah.
How do people buy tickets?
Well, currently we don't have many tickets left. Mm. So
scalpers, right?
Most of the good seats, closer to the stage are sold out. Only some single seats. I have no idea why they are left, but they are. So
you have to push people aside and make...
well, if you're coming alone, just come and buy the tickets.
Sometimes you just want some peace and quiet. You don't want to have... You go there with your girlfriend or your boyfriend. They're just going to talk the whole time. Just like, have a night off. Have a night to yourself.
Well, because I don't have a boyfriend, so I have no idea how that would be. But
if lots of single people go for the single chairs, they might end up having a partner by the end of it.
Definitely. Yeah, that would be a chance.
Animens bringing people together.
Definitely. I'm pretty sure Animens will be happy to see that.
Excellent.
Well, maybe he would... Well, if we let him know, he might just record a video or write you a letter to congratulate you.
Yeah, there might be a story for you to share with your grandkids one day that you met Grandpa at Animes.
Yeah, well, that'll be wonderful.
All right, cool. I think we've sold it. how can people find out more about the company and also the concert?
Yeah, so for our company, you could just follow us on the Facebook page We Got Intrasia and another page called ETP. So I'm pretty sure you can find our more details through Asian Pop Radio.
You sure can.
And for Animens, just go to the Melbourne Recital Centre's website.
Excellent. Thank you so much for coming in once again.
Thank you.
See you at the concert. It's going to be lots of fun.
Yeah, definitely.
And we look forward to you coming in to talk about the next event.
Thank you.
Are you from an Asian, African, Middle Eastern or Mediterranean country? Are you a healthy male aged 18 to 55? Then you could be eligible to participate in a research project with the Centre for Clinical Studies. Participants are reimbursed for their time. Contact the Centre for Clinical Studies now on 1800 243 733. That's 1800 243 733. For more information, visit clinicalstudies.com.au. The Centre for Clinical Studies. We need volunteers like you.